Marquette County had two youth swim programs in the last several years, and one was called the Watercat Aquatic Club, and one was called the Marquette Aquatic Club, also known as the Riptide. And at the end of last season, those two teams have merged into one under the umbrella of the YMCA of Marquette County. So what we have is one large team. We're looking at probably around 130 kids, and we're renting pools at Northern, Marquette High School, and Westwood High School, looking to expand our offerings out in the west end of Marquette County, too. And so this year we've got one large team with a lot of kids who are going to be able to swim with their peers, and I think it's going to be a great time.
And I know, as we've talked about this briefly in the past with folks at the Y, the goal is to take this program and really develop it into a regional force.
I think it is. We also have under our umbrella now with Marquette County is Houghton County. They had a swim team called the Copper Country Killer Whales. They're part of the Marquette County Y now because they don't have a Y up there. So they'll be under our umbrella too, but they are training and swimming on their own and will combine with us for meets, and we will coordinate what we're doing with them.
So this is a full-fledged team then for competition, correct?
Absolutely. This is a team from ages 6 to 19. We have a whole variety of skill levels from, you know, elite athletes who, excuse me, will probably qualify for a national championship this year, down to kids who are basically beginners. They can swim one length of the pool. They're looking to develop their skills, learn how to swim more than just the front crawl, which in swimming we call the freestyle. And so I'm really excited because, you know, it's going to be for kids who are just looking to improve their skills and kids who are looking to, you know, take it to the next level.
Now, for those that aren't familiar with you, what's your background here as far as coaching and swimming and the whole bit?
I was the head coach at Marquette Senior High School for about 15 years and retired a couple years ago, and I thought that I was done with swimming. But, well, two things happened. My son decided when I retired that he wanted to get started, and which was funny because he wanted nothing to do with it while I was coaching. And then the other thing is I just really missed my time on the pool deck and found myself gravitating back to it. So,
and again, the combination now of the former teams in the area under the umbrella, as you said, of the Y, but there's a lot of familiar faces. The coaches, many of them are still involved, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been very fortunate that both of the former head coaches of both the Marquette Aquatic Club was Milton Braga, and the Watercat Aquatic Club, Eric Eppensteiner. They have both agreed to come back and work as assistant coaches. They will take a large role in developing our athletes, so it's great to have those guys back.
You mentioned that there could be a multitude of assistant coaches here.
I believe by the time we're done, we're going to have about 10 assistant coaches to handle three pools and 130 kids. And you know, you want to have about one coach to 10 or 12 kids. You want to have a ratio like that. So in the end, I think we will have that. We've called for applications at the Y. We're looking for you know, talented assistant coaches who are positive and work with kids well. And I think it's going to be a great team, both coaches and kids on board, and parents too. They play a huge role with any type of youth sports.
If you are, you know, if there is somebody out there that might be interested in getting involved with the program as an assistant, what would the process be?
Call the YMCA, 227-9622. You can also go online to their website and get an application off of there. But
you are also making a direct pitch right now because you've got a lot of kids in the Marquette area. You mentioned the kids up in the Houghton area, but the west end of Marquette County, you don't have big numbers right now. You want to change that, you said.
Absolutely. I think the west end has the potential for the most growth. We have once again rented Westwood High School's pool. We're going to run practices 4 days a week out there, so you know, the families can practice out where they live. Last year, we had a handful of families training there, but we'd like to really grow that program. We'll start September 21st out there, but people can find out from the Y in Marquette County, you know, what they can do to swim out in West Ishpeming this year.
What are the challenges of having a team that right now is 130 kids and could be more very soon?
I think the biggest challenge is going to be that we will have kids from all abilities, from just beginning to swim to you know, kids who have experience of 10 or 12 years, and making sure that we provide what they need at each level. The other big challenge is going to be making sure that kids that are swimming out on the West End and kids that are swimming at Northern, kids that are swimming at Marquette, get a chance to socially group together on occasion so that they understand they are part of one big team.
And for folks that don't follow the swim world here locally, there are some amazingly talented kids in these programs, and they are swimming already at national events and national levels.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some kids that train year-round. They've been doing it since they usually start at that level of training around 10 or 12 years old, and those kids have had success both at the state level. We swim with Wisconsin YMCA for state championships, and you know, last year we had a swimmer from Houghton who was at the national level. Actually, she was there this spring, and I expect we'll see a couple more kids next spring.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing amount of talent that's out there, and potential talent, too.
Absolutely. You saw some of that at the Teal Lake Swim this year. Mm-hmm. Those were all, you know, the top five places were, or the top, out of the top six places, five were YMCA swimmers, so that was great to see.
Well, once again, if people want to find out more information, maybe get their kid involved, someone out on the West End or somewhere out there that's listening, even up in Houghton County or whatnot, what's the process of getting kids involved in the program?
The best way to get a ton of information about the team and our practice schedules and when we start is to go to the YMCA website. It's ymcamqt.org. Or you can call 227-9622. Both of those places, we're gonna point you to all the information you need, and you'll be able to contact me directly from those places if you have questions. And then the other thing is we have a parent meeting tonight for those who are interested, tonight at 6:30 at Lakeview Arena's Citizens Forum Room. And it's basically going to be an informational meeting to meet some of the coaches and also find out when we're starting. But we get going the first week in September, so anybody who's interested,
now's the time.
Now's the time, absolutely.